As Jesus was passing around the city of Jerusalem, he stopped under a tree and looked up and saw a very wicked, compromised government official who had betrayed his own people in order to make money. His name was Zacchaeus. He was a crooked tax collector. Most of them in those days were, but he certainly was able to excel at it. Climbed up into the tree to see this Jesus of Nazareth that he had been hearing about. And Jesus, coming to him, looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come out of the tree. I'm going to have supper with you today and stay at your house." And as Zacchaeus climbed down and spent time with the Lord in a very short order, he said, "Lord, everything I have ever taken, I will return. And if I have stolen anything beyond that, I will repay it four times." He confessed his sin upon sin and recognized what he had been and what he had done. And Jesus received him as one of his own into the kingdom. Confession is an important part of a real walk with the Lord, because it's when you look at yourself and you recognize, like those who have gone before, there is not much difference from the way I steal time, lie about different things, create illusions, take from others whenever I decide to do it, and sometimes have no intention of paying back or even sincerely apologizing, much less paying back four times what was taken. And so both children and adults, young men and old, young people and old people, all need to learn the lesson of Zacchaeus' confession. When the Lord comes to you, he's looking for reality, sincerity, and truthfulness. It isn't your sin that separates you from God. It's your lack of dealing honestly with it. It's the part of you that gets hardened and bitter and defensive rather than confessing. And so the Lord Jesus comes under your tree into your world and speaks to your heart today. Come down out of your tree. No more hiding. Come and receive what I want to give to you. I stand at the door of your life, and I am going to come and sup with you tonight and stay with you. Lord, work that in our hearts until it's real. Until our confession is absolute, until we enter into not only repentance, but repentance with compensation and return and sincere demonstration of the reality of what we say in our hearts. Lord, we are miserable sinners. We are self-justifiers rather than allowing your word, your truth, your grace to fill us. And Lord, we get trapped in that and we look to the right or left and we think it's okay, because we see some of that in the people around us. Instead, Lord, speak to us all alone in the crowd like you did to Zacchaeus, and hear our confession, O Lord, today. Come and make me a faithful man, woman, or child, Lord. Help me deal honestly with my sin until I receive all that you have for me today. We pray this in your name, Lord. God's people say, amen. Please be seated. Didn't see you here. Very good.